Retired Army Colonel Lawrence Wilkinson, now a visiting professor of government at the College of William Mary, served as Chief of Staff to then Secretary of State Colin Powell from 2002 to 2005. An expert in international relations and national security studies, Colonel Wilkinson has become one of the leading voices for change in U.S.-Cuba policy. And in a September blog, The Havana Note, which comes out of the Public Policy Institute, New American Foundation, Wilkinson called the Cuban Five case a travesty of justice. He spoke with Cuba in Focus.
Thank you, Colonel Wilkinson, for coming on today. And I note with great interest your article in the Havana Note blog after you attended a briefing by Attorney Leonard Wineglass, who is on the defense team of the Cuban Five. And you said, as a military officer for 31 years, I occasionally encountered Cuba in exercises. And can you just share with the listeners what was the point that you were making there?
The point was that in the exercises, we always found it rather ironic that what we wound up doing more often than not was stopping an invasion of Cuba from Florida rather than what, you know, one might think we would do in contingency planning vis-a-vis Cuba. And this always occasioned the players in the exercises, like the Coast Guard, the Florida State Police, the FBI, of course, the United States Navy and others, because in essence what we were doing was simulating that there was a collapse in Cuba of the government. Castro dies, there's a collapse of the government and so forth, and some sort of chaos breaks out. And we just wanted to maintain stability on the island and ensure that there was stability in the Florida Strait. And invariably what we'd have to do is stop some 500 to 600 small boats loaded with explosives, small arms, machine guns, and so forth from leaving Florida and going to Cuba to invade. We always found this ironic that what our job was to keep Floridians from invading Cuba rather than go to Cuba or do anything there in order to affect stability.
And that's a different view, of course, than most of the last 10 administrations have put out, that Cuba is a national security threat and on the terrorist list. And do you, as a 31-year veteran of the U.S. military, feel that Cuba is or has ever been a national security threat?
The only time Cuba was a national security threat to the United States was when the Soviets were installing missiles there. Other than that, I can't even fathom why anyone would classify Cuba as a national security threat to the United States. On the other hand, though, as my experience in those exercises corroborated for me, I could understand how Cuba would consider certain Cuban American groups in Florida a threat to Cuba.
And so the contention of the attorneys and the five men themselves that they were simply here not to get U.S. military secrets, but to infiltrate right-wing Cuban-American groups with a history of terrorist acts against their island nation, that contention seems to be held up by what you're saying in fact.
Yes, and it seems to be held up also by discussions that I've had with senior military officers over the years that would indicate to me that they, and this is officers who served in the Southern Command, the command responsible for that area of the world, that they saw no threat from Cuba whatsoever too, and indeed were concerned with what might happen if there were a sudden collapse of the government in Havana and, as I said, a bunch of Florida residents violated the Neutrality Act and began to head to Florida in their small boats with all kinds of weapons.
What do you think about the charge that two of the men have, and one of them got two life sentences, saying that they were involved in the 1996 shootdown of the Brothers to the Rescue's plane?
Well, you know, I had never had a very detailed briefing on all of this. I had been in Havana in March of this year, spent some time down there, and of course I had run up against the posters, and I'd been handed papers and other things upon departure about the Cuban Five, and I'd read them, but I never had been given a detailed briefing the way Leonard Wineglass gave that night at Howard University. And if what he is saying is true, heck, if it's even 75% true, this is an incredible miscarriage of justice. And with regard to your specific question, what Wineglass told us was that there were numerous warnings by the Cuban government to our government about the overflights of Cuba by this group, numerous warnings and no shootdowns. In other words, these aircraft were violating Cuba's air defense zone. They were violating their sovereign airspace, and Cuba was not shooting them down. Cuba was just warning us that we should stop them because eventually they were going to shoot them down, which was their perfect right to. And then finally, what happened is, as I understand it from Mr. Weinglass, is the FAA actually gave a warning that there was a flight headed towards Cuba and that it was off its flight plan or hadn't filed the proper flight plan. And Cuba scrambles the MiGs, and this time, after repeated violations of its airspace, the Cubans shot it down.
In this administration, the Bush administration, and this seemingly never-ending war on terror, and definitely, as some people say, aspire to empire, are you concerned that the U.S. would militarily intervene in Cuba?
I don't think that would happen right now, and I don't see it happening in the foreseeable future because, frankly, our military is so overstretched right now, I'm not even sure we could handle it. That's a sad commentary on the status of our military right now, but we've got a very professional military, but a very small military, and it is really tied down in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. And I can't bring myself to believe, I know this particular miscarriage of justice, if it is indeed that, and it appears to be, stunned me, but I cannot believe that any president under the control of the lobby group in Florida and the people who provide that lobby group with money, I still don't believe that any president would launch an invasion of Cuba. And when I was down there in March, I told Ricardo Alarcón and others with whom I met that I thought it was just laughable that anyone would contemplate in this country invading an island 90 miles off the coast of Florida with roughly 11 million people on it. It simply didn't make any sense to me. It was nonsense. Now, I didn't hesitate to say that there were a group of Floridians, Cuban Americans in Florida, that would invade in a heartbeat. But I don't believe they'd start it. They would go down if they sensed that the government were collapsing or something like that. And then it would be our task to keep them from getting there.
And finally, Colonel Wilkerson, do you think that the case of the Cuban Five has a chance now that Attorney General Gonzalez has stepped down from office? Do you think that there may be a chance that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals will be independent enough to make a ruling to give them at least a new trial, if not a new venue?
I certainly hope so. And I think from what Leonard Weinglass briefed us, I'm no lawyer, but I do know about change of venue. And I cannot believe that the judge in this case was not receptive to and ultimately didn't approve a change of venue for this trial. There is absolutely no way in my mind that these people could have gotten a fair trial in Miami or, for that matter, anywhere in southern Florida. So to remove them from Florida, in my mind, is absolutely essential. And the fact that the three-judge court, the smaller group of the 11th Circuit Court, did reverse it, and I think it was principally on the change of venue issue, and then the full court, the full 12, reestablished the verdict and kept the five in jail. Again, it says to me that this is all political. This has nothing to do with justice.
Retired Army Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson speaking with Sally O'Brien.